Brother Nassim says that if you miss Isha prayers, is it permissible to pray late night, that is, to pray tahajjud time? If a person misses a prayer, it is one of the two. Either he missed it deliberately without a legitimate reason, or he missed it due to a legitimate reason. And let's look at the two cases. If a person skips Isha until the middle of the night is over, this means that his making up for Isha would not be legitimate and it would not be accepted. Why is that? Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, in an authentic hadith, whenever one of you oversleeps over a prayer or forgets it, he must pray it as soon as he remembers it. And why is that? The Prophet says, there is no expiation except that. And that is praying it as soon as you remember it or as soon as you wake up. No expiation. The man who forgets it did not do anything wrong. This is not in his ability. And that is why Allah says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا وَاخْطَأْنَا. Do not burden us if we forget or make a mistake. And Allah said, I would do that. So if someone forgets something, he's not held accountable. And if someone oversleeps over prayer, he's not held accountable, because sleeping is not something in your control. You overslept. The Prophet saying that there is no expiation except praying it once you remember it means that if you leave or postpone or delay or miss a prayer for other than these two reasons, sleeping or forgetting, then you are sinful and you cannot pray and you cannot make up for these days missed. And it's very simple. And this is the choice of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah be pleased with him. It's like someone coming for Hajj. And we know that Hajj is Arafah. The biggest pillar of Hajj is standing at Mount Arafah. And it is on the 9th day of the Hijjah. So if someone intending to perform Hajj, he leaves his home, he travels by airplane on time, but then something wrong happens, they land in a different country, the aircraft is not suitable for flying, the journey is delayed for a day or two for technicalities, he comes to Saudi Arabia and there's a problem with his visa, he's being held for a couple of days, and before he knows it, it's the 11th day of the Hijjah, 2 days after Arafah. And the guy takes a cab, takes a car, and goes to Arafah on the 11th day, after Eid, and he stands there in Arafah. What are you doing, bro? He says, I'm performing Hajj. I say, yeah, but today is the 11th, and there's no one in Mount Arafah to stand with you. He said, yeah, I know, I missed it, but I had legitimate reasons. You know, my plane had this and that, and I was held at customs and so on. So now I'm making it up. Would anyone say that this is permissible? This is definitely not, because Hajj is prescribed on this particular time, the 9th of the Hijjah, and you missed it. So you missed the whole Hajj. Likewise, if you're supposed to pray Isha between this time and this time, and you missed it deliberately, you cannot make it up. Even if you pray and make it up, it would not be accepted. It would not help you. Therefore, if you miss a prayer deliberately without a legitimate reason, you cannot make this up. But if you oversleep, if you forget, you are working and you're doing something, this happens a lot with us, those who are used to praying in the masjid. Sometimes we go after Asr with the family off-roading or camping outside the skirts of the city. When we go, we pray Asr there, we pray Maghrib, and just after Maghrib, we head back to the city. The drive is about an hour. So we miss Isha prayer because we are driving back home. We reach home after Isha has finished. we take our luggage, we take our stuff, we clean the car, we have a shower, we clean ourselves. And it happens to me a lot that I just sit and forget about Isha until it's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock a.m. And then it strikes me, SubhanAllah, I didn't pray Isha. Why? Because I'm used to praying Isha in the masjid. So once I miss it, it's gone, as if it's a system. In this case, I'm not sinful. I can make wudu and pray Isha, even if it is after midnight, even if it's the following day or even a week later. Once I remember, I have to pray it immediately. Now, does this relate to night prayer? Meaning that if I deliberately did not pray Isha until its time was out. And as a bit of information, a lot of the Muslims think that Isha time is over when Fajr is due. This is wrong. Isha time is over when it is midnight, the Islamic proper midnight. So how do I calculate midnight in Islam? It's very simple. You see how many hours from sunset till the break of dawn. So if the sun sets at, let's say, 6 o'clock p.m. and Fajr is at 4 o'clock a.m. Between them, there are 10 hours. The half of these 10 hours is 5. You add 5 hours to sunset time, which is 6, then the Islamic midnight would be 11 p.m. So it's not always 12 p.m. as a lot of the Muslims think. It can shift an hour or more earlier or even later, depending on the sunset and the Fajr time. So this takes us back to the question of Brother Naseem, and that is, if you miss Isha prayer, can you pray tahajjud? The answer is yes. If you missed it for a legitimate reason, or if you did not miss it for a legitimate reason, it is now time for tahajjud. If you wake up, you can offer night prayer or tahajjud up till Fajr time. And once the adhan for Fajr is called, then you cannot pray tahajjud nor do your wither.